Ham?
This past week, for the first time, I ventured to the Toyota Music Factory in Irving to go to concert.
Nice.
The band in question, the electronic French duo known as Justice.
Greatness.
So if there's a Mount Rushmore of electronic artists.
DP.
DP, Daft Punk, definitely would be on there. I think everybody would agree on that.
What makes an electronic artist? Does Avicii count? Or is he like...
Dylan's probably more qualified to speak on that than I am.
Oh.
Yes, he does.
Okay, then I'd...
R.I.P.
But yeah, Dylan, yeah. Would you agree that Justice would also be on the Mount Rushmore?
You know, I would, just based off the fact that they're not just a DJ duo. They're actually, and I'm not trying to say that you're not a musician if you play, you are just a DJ, but they are actual musicians as
yes.
well.
Where would you put Eiffel 65 on this?
Go kill yourself. So
they're number one.
Now, while Daft Punk,
can't ask a question.
Wait, I'm kind of with Monty on this one. Actually, that's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Blue,
yeah.
Da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. Is that what you're saying?
If I was green, I would die. Right? Wasn't that one of the things that everybody thought was being said?
I mean, they are kind of revolutionary. I don't think you could totally dismiss them.
Thank you.
Speaking of Justice, thank you. Now, while Daft Punk is more name recognizable, I think Justice, you probably heard their music without knowing it. They've had several of their songs make commercials. They had a song called Civilization that was in an Adidas commercial with Katy Perry and with Derrick Rose, the former Bull.
The iconic duo.
Yes. This song, which is called Waters of Nazareth, as I hit play, and let's see if this is actually playing. This is playing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the computer, or is that how the song
is? This is how the song sounds.
Didn't know if you're having chord issues.
This song, if you played the video game Grand Theft Auto 4, was on one of the channels. So they have influence in Adidas, influence into culture through video games. This next one was also in a video game. Monty, big basketball guy.
Red Dead?
This was an NBA 2K13, which had the aforementioned Derrick Rose on the cover with...
Big year for Derrick Rose.
Blake Griffin and Kevin Durant. This is called Stress.
It is doing that to me. I'll give you that. Okay, I remember hearing this like in the loading screen.
The loading screens, yeah.
As you're scrolling over to the post-championship Mavericks, who are one of the...
But they're
OJ Mayo again.
Damn it, we suck. We're heading back to the O.J. Mayo years.
Oh, sweet. Let me dump it down to Chris
for the
Kamen.
15th Mayo reference today.
That's what you did to make your child.
Yeah. But this song, this is called Genesis. This is probably their most recognizable song. This is off their album.
Hey, Jen.
I'm the sis of Jenna.
What's your name if you're Jen Sis?
Abigail.
I don't know. Oh. But this was off their first album. This is the first track off their first album, Cross. This has been in Cadillac commercials. This was used in marketing for the video game Assassin's Creed 2. Most recently, it was in the John Wick movie.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this was like on, I think it's the scene where he's going up the stairs when he comically falls down like 3,000 steps of stairs.
I loved that movie, but the fact that he got kicked down the stairs twice and had to go back up was... Oh, yeah. A little out of character.
And he's, like, looking at his watch. He's like, oh, I got to be up there in 2 minutes. And 12 minutes later, he finally makes it to the top.
And, like, yeah, including...
He's killed 500 people on the way.
Including the hot rod falling down the mountain.
So comical.
John Wick, as he just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling.
But as comical of a scene that is, it had this song in it, which is just badass.
So how is actual concert? Like, do people... Is this kind of... I'm not familiar with electronic music. Is this basically big rave?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
What kind of laptop did they use?
So I didn't see their laptops, but they had essentially four control stations. They had two facing each other and then two facing away from each other.
Okay.
And the entire time, they're just moving back and forth between their own control stations, programming the music.
Do they have any kind of, like, bits that they do, like wearing or anything?
One of the guys was wearing like, it looked like something you'd buy at the stockyards. It had like, what's the...
Leather chaps?
It looks leather. What's the, this called?
Oh,
I'm dangling my fingers.
Like,
I think it's like frayed or fairly.
Chris
know.
Farley? they were doing Fat Guy in a Little Coat.
You're not giving us a lot to go on.
Just for reference, he was just holding his hands above his head and moving his fingers.
Fringe. No?
Fringe. Thank you.
There you go.
God. The French guys were wearing Fringe.
It's kind of weird that like the top two electronic duos of all time are both French, or is it a big scene over there?
Why is that, Dylan?
I mean, Europe kind of brought forth EDM to the world, and so it kind of makes sense that most of the best EDM artists are from Europe.
You know who else is probably French?
Nicholas?
Eiffel 65.
Oh, ooh. Damn it! So they might be on...
I'm just
at
guessing.
At least on the French Mount Rushmore.
They're at least into him somehow.
But yeah, so they had four albums.
Italian.
Damn it!
Yeah, nice try.
Sorry.
They've had four albums, Justice. They've been around since 2007. That's probably around the time I started listening. Their most recent album, Hyperdrama, just came out this last year, actually. And it has some new stuff on it, like Tame Impala does a couple songs on there. They also have a new single on The Weeknd's album coming up. So they're starting to blow up again. So this past weekend, decided I should go see them for the first time. Brought them, or they were at the Toyota Music Factory, so never been there before. Brought Lady with me because she heard one of their songs on one of the Trolls albums. Troll movie.
So you have Grand Theft Auto all the way to Trolls movie?
Yeah,
is she jamming to the Troll soundtrack?
I guess, because she's like, oh, I like that song.
Oh, I remember that. Y'all got married to that song. Your first dance was...
It was to the Trolls.
To the Trolls soundtrack. I thought that was strange.
But it was weird because I like almost all their albums, and she's heard one song.
All
she's
the Trolls
like,
albums?
Just their album.
Oh.
And so she wants to go to concert, so whatever, take her. So overall, the venue itself, thumbs up. I can't attest to the lawn because the lawn was not open. I know they have a lawn area. Their chicken tender and fries menu item, very good.
Okay.
But yeah, not a bad seat in the house.
That's what they're known for. People fly in from all over to try the Toyota Music Factory's chicken tender basket.
Well, at a rave.
But yeah. And I could see the appeal because I remember...
Just imagining you going, dun, 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 and you're just dipping in barbecue sauce. Bum, 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 bum.
I could definitely see the appeal because this is like the first electronic EDM show I've been to. I know Creighton, our overnight board op, he's been to a lot, and he'll go like...
Will he go like with full?
He'll go with like a backpack with like save shots and stuff like that to like resurrect people that take drugs.
Yeah, he takes Narcan with him.
And I was like, man, I really wish I was on drugs for this show, because it was awesome.
And he's an EDM journalist, too, so he's actually getting credit out, Creighton is.
Creighton, yeah. And I texted Creighton ahead of the show, saying, hey, I'm at this concert, and he goes, that's like one of my top favorite bands.
Dude. But he wasn't there?
Oh, dude.
Dude, love
him. Oh, my God, no way. He wasn't there, yeah.
Too busy doing turn off your mics?
But he attested to, hey, their light show for their new album is unreal. And so I was like, okay, they have a song off their new album, which I'm very interested in seeing. I checked the set list before, so I wasn't going to be disappointed if they didn't play any of the songs I was really hoping for.
You knew
for.
When to go buy the chicken tender basket.
No.
How mad would you have been if you're out there in line?
Oh, damn it.
Pumping the ketchup
song.
Out of the little dispenser.
Yeah. But they show up on the screen ahead of the show. It says, warning. And this is the first time I've seen this at a show. This is probably common. I don't know.
They cause epilepsy.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I remember that.
The lights
Dane
may
Cook
trigger.
I don't remember them telling us
Dane
that.
Cook comes.
Well, I guess maybe when we were laughing so hard it could have happened. Yeah. But
he does his reverse shocker and just.
You know, Ghostland Observatory gives the same warning for all their shows.
I don't know who that is.
Probably need to. It sounds like a venue.
Why don't you just put that for any EDM band right before the show?
That's a good call.
But
really
just to be safe, if Creighton is saying it and they're also showing this as a warning, I'll take it as gospel. And yeah, so when this song came out, this off their new album, this song is called Generator. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jen.
Is when, like, all of the lights kicked on. This was the third song they played after Genesis and Phantom. It was amazingly stupid how your, like, senses are just... in distraught because you're getting blinded and blasted with music.
This is great, honey. I can't see anything.
And yeah.
She's already checked out by this point. Did she?
They didn't play the Troll song, so she was still engaged.
She went for nothing.
But it did suck, so we got... I knew she wouldn't want to sit, or she wouldn't want to stand in the crowd. Same. And so So I got us some box seat tickets, which, in all honesty, you could buy any seat there, and it's a good seat. Because I'm looking behind me, I'm like, oh, I could have paid a lot less and seen the same perspective. But, so one of the problems, though, with seats is if you're in the third row, and the two guys in the row ahead of you are 6 foot two, not 6 foot nine.
Not Chris Young.
And decide to stand the entire show, then you're going to have a problem as we're trying to weave in between them during the first song. Luckily, we moved down. And I think Craig Rosengarten mentioned this once, where he has like tickets to the Toyota Music Factory. So like, he's got some sort of like stage pass.
Was he backstage for
to like go to like many shows without like having to buy tickets? And so when we did move down to be able to see the show, there was like a group of seven that were like in their 60s, maybe mid, like early 70s, that had no idea what they were getting in store, like what was in store for them.
They were not ready for this.
They were not ready for this part in particular, as they are just getting blasted and they're just looking at each other. The guys were into it. Their women, their wives were not into it.
Crank it real quick. I want to give you a maybe a little playlist of what I imagine happened at this thing. So turn it up a little bit. So him and his wife are talking. He's got his basket there. I don't know if this is like beer batter or something, but these are actually pretty good.
Is this what? Do they make this with pickle juice?
Do you think they make this in?
It kind of tastes like Chick-fil-A a little bit.
Great.
Make their own barbecue sauce, too.
Do you have any extra honey? But yeah, overall,
I'm gonna go get a refill on Dr. Pepper. I'll be right back.
I need to rehydrate. Get more DP. Overall, 10 out of 10 for the band. 10 out of 10 for Toyota Music Factory. So much so that wife and I were like, man, that was a great show. We should go see them again. So in mid-May, we're going to go actually to Red Rocks to go see it again.
All right. Okay. Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Fabled.
So, I saw Gojira there on YouTube.
Hey, I saw Big Gigantic there, another EDM-ish artist. That's a fantastic performance. Great venue for EDM.
Yeah, we saw Mark Ribier a couple years ago there, but I wouldn't say that's EDM compared to this. But yeah, it should be fun. But yeah, there was my concert review and my review of Toyota Music Factory.
All right.
When I went and saw Justice.
There you go.
How about that?
Thanks,
there you have it.
Good stuff, Ham.